And welcome now to Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Placetka, thanks again for joining us. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, so today we're going to be talking about different strategies to change the way we think. So what are we talking about here?
Well, you know, it's interesting because that question comes up a lot with listeners and clients. They're saying, how do I make changes in my life? Sometimes it's just straight out, that's the question. And other times we're talking about a tough area of life and it kind of evolves and it's, okay, so how do I make those changes? It's been said that over 95% of our thoughts are actually useless. They're random things that just clutter our mind and we don't pay attention to them. Mm. So making changes really requires developing some awareness about what we're thinking about and how we think.
So we're trying to reduce that 95% to a number that's a little lower for the useless stuff, and we get a little more important things in our mind.
Right. We want a little clarity about what's actually going on and what's really important. And there's some strategies that I'm sure many people have heard about. Right now, mindfulness is a very popular term. People also use it called meditation and prayer. Often people use those three terms, mindfulness, meditation, and prayer, interchangeably. But actually, they're very different and can be used in very different ways.
Okay.
So mindfulness is actually paying attention to what you're doing. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes when I drive someplace, I don't end up where I'm going because I go on my automatic route. I start thinking about my grocery list.
Sure.
If it's a clear road. Or, I do the dishes and forget to do something else.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're thinking about one thing and doing another, and it makes us feel unsettled. Now, here's the thing. Our body records the sensations, but our brains don't file them. So we get all messed up, and then we start thinking that our body is upset, and our mind comes up with a reason for it. May or may not be accurate. So mindfulness just means, what am I doing right now, and what's going on, and not thinking about other things. Meditation, on the other hand, is a calming of the body and quiet reflection where you focus on a single concept without searching for a specific outcome. So, for example, you know, if you're thinking about a new project that you want to have, you might start out thinking, well, I want to do this, this, and this, but it kind of inhibits your creativity because you've put limits on it. You think of the word or the concept, and then as new ideas come in, if they're related, they're going to attach to that thought. And if they're unrelated, you just let them pass through. Mm. So if I'm thinking about calm, I want to be calm, and I think about the grocery list, I don't get up and write down a grocery list. I just go back to the word calm and let it focus in my head.
So the simpler you are mind-wise and what's in your mind, you can meditate better and easier.
Right. And you just keep wanting to think of that same thing. And it allows you to be calm and more creative.
Okay.
Prayer, on the other hand, is a focus on communication with God, or if you call it a higher power, creator, which allows us to recognize that we are definitely not in charge, which for many of us is a huge relief. we can relax and know that somebody else is doing it. When we are praying, we also calm ourselves, and we recognize that there's generally four kinds. One is adoration, one is contrition, thanksgiving, petition. We're saying, okay, God, you're cooler than me when we adore. We're saying in contrition, hey, we're not all that. Sorry about that. Thanksgiving says that something good happened. I didn't know it was coming. And petitions, we're just asking for what we need. All of them are calming and creative approaches to changing the way we think. It does take some time to develop these skills. I read one time somebody said, I actually meditated for 10 minutes, and whoever they were telling was like their mentor. They said, oh my gosh, I can only do 5. The mentor could do less because it's so easy to get distracted.
Yeah, I guess with some of these things, you feel like you want to start, or maybe you feel like you are making a good attempt at meditation or what have you, but is there a way to know if you're doing it properly or if you can improve the way you're trying to do it?
I think the first thing really that we want to do is set a short timer. Find a time when you're not going to be distracted. You get yourself in a quiet place, and then just relax and let it happen. As time goes on, it gets easier and easier. So you just keep practicing.
Yeah.
And then you can start with 2 minutes. You can go up to 20. These things help change the way we think so that we're not always worried about every little thing that crosses through our mind. We can't stop those thoughts, but we don't have to keep focusing on those little random things.
Yeah, it sounds like the goal is just to try to, at times at least, slow things down. Because these days, everybody's got seemingly 50,000 things going on at one time, and you just want to kind of take a step back, slow it down, and focus.
Exactly. And by doing that, then you know what's important to you, and you can respond in a way that actually allows you to live your own life, because you know your life matters.
Yeah. And there's a book, too, that you wanted to mention.
Oh, yes, I did. I forgot. In Reality Unveiled, they were talking about the power of meditation. In 1980, they had 3,000 professional meditators meditate just on peace and love in that for 2 weeks, controlling for weather and all that kind of stuff. There were 70% fewer acts of war during those 2 weeks. Worldwide, just by having people meditate, calm, focus, not be all so frantic and angry.
Seems like good advice for these times, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Boy, oh boy. All right, well, thank you again. That's all the time we have for today's show. Don't forget, listeners, you can submit your questions at safeharboril.com, and maybe you'll get your question answered on an upcoming show. Make sure you tune in next Monday morning for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Klachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.